The makers of the following podcast and other persons associated with the podcast do not endorse and or bear any liability for any content, statements, views, ideas or opinions expressed in this podcast by the individual participants, nor for any issue arising in connection therewith. The podcast may contain strong language and ideas or concepts that may or may not be suitable for young children. Listener's discretion is advised.
Break those norms.
Catch the music.
Drag queen, drag queen, drag queen, and then drag king, drag king, drag king.
For the one, the only.
हाँ मुझे drag करना है तो
थोड़ा traditional होना चाहिए.
हम सब performers हैं.
Waiting to blossom.
I use a word like drag artist.
That will create change.
Come and join me.
This beautiful thing which is called drag.
Yeah, that's drag for you.
Hello and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to yet another brilliant episode of In Drag. And yes, the story just keeps getting better and better as we move along. And today, I have somebody with me who is an amazing designer. This is going to be very interesting because we are going to delve into the mind, the multiverse, the entire journey of one Hiten Noonwal. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm so happy being here and it is very overwhelming for me. Thank you.
No, it's truly a pleasure having you on the show, Hiten. जब मैंने आपसे interact किया, जब मैंने पढ़ा आपके बारे में, जब भी किया, एक चीज jumped out at me, which was the fact के आपने अपना drag persona को कभी define नहीं किया. आपने ना ही कभी उसको एक नाम दिया, एक character नहीं किया. And you have kept it very fluid. Am I right? Am I wrong? And what was the reason?
I think you are right. All the characters are personification of various emotions. I know that I'm not able to justify all the characters with one single name.
Mm-hmm.
There is no specific artist name to the character, to the drag art that I do. Also, the meaning of my name, Hiten, is heart.
Nice.
And all the characters are born from my heart only. So I think my name, Hiten, is enough for them. And also, they have their own names.
Mm-hmm.
And we go check my characters. Every character would have their own name, their own narrative to it.
Interesting. What has been your entire inspiration for you to have decided that, okay, drag ko main use istemal karunga to maybe tell the world what I have gone through or my story?
This question is taking me back to my school time. And like when no one was ready to sit with me or eat with me, I was like completely left alone kid because of the certain behavior or whatever my personality is. People were relating it to like, this is known manly, that you are not man enough. And when I try to do makeup or other things, then they are like, you are not even woman, you are not man. So I was like, okay. Then I started expressing myself with poetry.
Nice.
And it has like gradually changed like from poetry to drawings to paintings, then to sculptures.
Nice.
And gradually, like I have also studied fine art after my school. So from there, I was like, maybe this space is better, you know, more expression free. So I started creating performances that were like very meaningful.
Right. So I wanted to ask you.
Yeah.
आपने छठी क्लास में जैसे आपने बोला आपने शुरू किया.
Yes.
So how was it like for, let's say, your family?
Initially, they were like, oh, our kid is so happy doing it, wearing makeup, wearing costume. They were quite appreciating it. You know, the real problem started when I was actually growing up with this identity. And they were like, who will marry you? Don't do it. Stop doing it. You won't get anyone, you know. So then the actual problem started for them.
So, kya aapko lagne laga ki yaar ye ajeeb baat hai, abhi tak to accepted tha, ab suddenly judgment shuru ho gayi hai?
Actually, accepted bhi nahi tha. Wo ye tha ki hamara bachcha khush hai. क्योंकि मैं उनको रोज स्कूल से आके बताता था कि लोग मुझे कितना चिढ़ाते हैं. सो उनको मेरे पेरेंट्स जब सुनते थे उनको लगता था कि कितना सैड है ये सब कुछ यू नो मेरे लिए. तो अगर उस सैडनेस में इफ आई एम फाइंडिंग समथिंग दैट इज मेकिंग मी हैप्पी तो इसलिए वो खुश थे कि ओ बिकॉज आर किड इज हैप्पी सो लेट हिम डू इट. लेकिन जैसे जैसे बड़ा होता गया आई न्यू दिस डे विल कम कि मुझे बोला जाएगा कि डिलीट कर दो पिक्चर्स या ऐसे मत करो. माय डैड टुक मी टू अ साइकोलॉजिस्ट. So,
how
pe
old were you this during this time? Hiten?
This is 2017.
तो आपसे ये पूछा जा रहा था कि आप mentally ill हैं कि नहीं.
हाँ.
और आप NID से graduate हो चुके थे.
हो चुका था, masters कर चुका था actually. तो how could I, you know, gain all this education? How could I exactly. pursue these, you know, like people call it very tough design, NID, College of Art.
Yeah.
So, फिर भी मैं गया कि okay, and I was ready with my phone to click picture or make videos of the doctor if he will say anything wrong to me. So, वहाँ गए तो doctor को बोला मेरे पापा ने कि ये इसके दिमाग में थोड़ी problem है और आप लोग बात कर लो, मैं बाहर बैठता हूँ. Then I was like, no, why are you going out? If we have any problem, let's talk about it together, you know. Then doctor asked me, "Okay, what happened?" Then I said, "Nothing. I just like to express myself this way. Like I do makeup, I perform, and I have also learned belly dance. And my family thinks this is sickness."
Yeah.
And I also tell the doctor that whatever I do, it means in this world, this society, I belong to the LGBT community.
Sure.
And then doctor was like, there is nothing wrong about it. This is natural. Science cannot cure it because your kid is healthy as you. So better you go home, talk to each other, you understand each other.
So nice.
So the counseling worked for my dad. And after that, he did not ask me for marriage or
That's
anything.
That's so amazing. But honestly, thank you so much, Hiten, ki aapne ye share kiya humare saath. Because... You know, a story like this will probably help so many people. आप बंजारा स्कूल ऑफ डांसिंग से बिलोंग करते हैं, which is a tribal belly dancing, right?
Yes.
आपने NID से apparel design में graduate करे हैं.
Yes.
You have worked with Ritu Kumar.
Yes.
This drag aspect of yours, आप इसको इस्तेमाल करते हैं to give lectures, to, for example, have discussions with students, jab aap talks karte hain, maybe on fashion, maybe on a lot of other things.
Okay, so whenever I teach like any subject, so I dress up according to the subject that I'm going to teach. So first day is always Hiten as a character. If I am teaching history of costume, then I would go as Marie Antoinette or maybe Cleopatra. If I'm teaching unconventional clothing, then I will wear something that is made of unconventional clothing or wearable art. So I dress up according to the concept of the subject and then I enter my class.
Right.
Sometimes I perform as well in front of my students. Then I tell them, how have I created this? What is the material? What was the design process? What are the various techniques that I have used? And I also give them reason behind the texture and also for the kind of shape that has been used to create the garment. And I think this helps them to overcome and to understand even more because they are seeing something which is live in front of their eyes. They can also touch and feel. They can also try it on if they want to.
Yes.
And a lot of time a lot of students they come to me, they share how they feel, if they think they are, you know, non-binary or queer or how they want to express. And I feel good that I have become the mode, then that they can come and share how they feel because I did not have anyone like that. So I feel good that, you know, I can maybe help them somehow.
Yeah, so nice. But Hiten, ye batana, how has the culture changed from the time jab aapne shuru kiya drag mein apne aap ko express karna to maybe now?
Yes, I think now, like when I started that time, it was very much like, okay, dance hai, makeup karke, you know. But now it has become a power, a tool. So when I do it today, people want to know what is the concept, what I'm talking about, and why did I do it, the reasons behind it. So I think now people see it as something which is very fierce and very powerful, very bold. And they also see that it is not just I'm dressing up. They also see the kind of quality of clothing or makeup or headgears and everything I'm using. Maybe for them it is something that they don't see usually, because it is not just the makeup. It is kind of talking about a lot of things, your self-expression, freedom, gender equality or abuse or how you feel.
So how have your characters been shaped as an outcome of maybe your relationship with trauma?
A lot of my characters are very dark characters. It's very dark in the approach, like when you see they look scary or creepy, you know, because they are born out of humiliation and inequality, disrespect, and a lot of things that you would not see as positivity. So the characters have born to fight the negativity. That's why they look dark. I also want to tell that these characters are not negative characters or villains. These are so much like goddess Kalima, who is dark in the approach, in the outlook, but they fight for the positivity. So I think this is how or what has happened to my alter ego, to my characters.
तो मैं ये जरूर आपसे पूछना चाहूंगा, अगर हम प्योरली ड्रैग कम्युनिटी के बारे में बात करें, इज देयर अ सेंस ऑफ डिस्क्रिमिनेशन? क्या वो पॉलिटिक्स है ड्रैग कम्युनिटी में?
देयर इज अ लॉट ऑफ पॉलिटिक्स इन ड्रैग. इफ यू सी ड्रैग्स फ्रॉम दिल्ली और ड्रैग्स फ्रॉम मुंबई, बेंगलोर, लाइक देयर हैव बीन अ लॉट ऑफ conflict or things like that. It's like if you are their favorites, they will ask you to appear for, let's say, a fashion show. You will walk for Lakme Fashion Week or other fashion, big fashion week, or you model for big designers. But only if you are in good terms with the people who are in power.
But ironical nahi hai.
It is.
Hum general society ko kahin na kahin koshish kar rahe hain that they should be very open to this entire performance aspect of drag, because it is a performance art. But within the drag community, thoda ironical hai na?
It is.
As far as your close friends or your close circle is concerned, how have they accepted, or in a way, they have maybe celebrated this particular drag journey of yours?
They have always helped me, or they were my mental healers, actually, you know.
Sure.
Like one of my friend wanted to, she's a professor, so she asked their college if she can have Hiten for one of the session. And they were like, no, we won't have him. Look at his profile and everything, what he's doing, makeup and everything. And that is not good to bring in the college. Okay, that was a non-design college. So, but she did not stay mute there.
Right.
She fought back about it. She was like, if you won't bring somebody like Hiten here in the college campus, so where would we bring such conversations? If we won't talk about this into the young generation, and Hiten being, you know, like nicely educated, and still you are saying it, and correct, Hiten goes to various design colleges, NID or NIFT.
Sure.
And how can you say that how can you deny him? So these are kind of friends that I have.
We need more friends like that in the world, Hiten, according to me. बहुत जरूरी है हमारे लिए. नाउ दैट ब्रिंग्स मी टू द पॉइंट कि जब आप एनआईडी में थे, रिलेटिवली नया था आपके लिए, डिड यू स्टार्ट टू एक्सप्रेस योरसेल्फ थ्रू ड्रैग ऑन अ कॉलेज कैंपस? वहां पे बहुत अलग होती है कहानी, एम आई राइट हितेन?
यस.
व्हाट वाज दैट लाइक फॉर यू?
कॉलेज ऑफ आर्ट में बहुत बुरा एक्सपीरियंस था. यू कैन नॉट बी योर सेल्फ. लाइक आई क्लिक माई पिक्चर विद मेकअप, और वन ऑफ माई फैकल्टी दे वर लाइक, हे, व्हाट डू यू वांट टू शो बाय डूइंग मेकअप? यू नो, आई मीन, आई वाज जस्ट, इट वाज द फोटोग्राफी असाइनमेंट. ये हुआ कॉलेज ऑफ आर्ट में, लेकिन वही फोटोज जब मैंने एनआईडी में दिखाई इंटरव्यू में, दे वर लाइक, हैव यू एक्चुअली डन दिस? कि दिस इज इनक्रेडिबल.
Nice.
This, you know, I mean, this was the reaction. This is the difference that I could see from NID. Mm. And when I went to NID, I knew that I have to be myself. मुझे पहले से मैंने सोच रखा था NID में जाने के बाद I will express myself very openly.
Nice.
So if I don't care what people say and what not. But surprisingly, when I went there, everyone welcomed me with their open heart, with their open arms. Nice. And I was like, ऐसे भी लोग होते हैं क्या एक किसी एक जगह पे जहाँ पे एक भी बुरा इंसान नहीं दिखा मुझे? You know, they were not like, okay, और लोग होने चाहिए या फिर एक इंसान कितना अजीब. They were like, okay, let's celebrate him, let's celebrate together. So there was no question if you are from LGBT. There was no question if you are drag. There was no question other than being human and being equal.
I think you just summed it up beautifully. That experience, do you think, shaped your entire life? And do you feel that those are the kind of experiences which will bring people out from their trauma?
So in the psychology, there's this term which is art catharsis. Mm-hmm. So if you want to be mentally healed, you have to express yourself through any medium, drawing or painting, let's say, you know.
Sure.
So at NID, I was expressing or healing myself every day. So I have healed completely because of that platform. You know, and now wherever I go, I be myself. It's like I don't give a damn to anything. So, and when I am becoming myself, people are seeing my works more than they are seeing my, let's say, very effeminate persona. So, or even if they see my work, it overpowers everything, you know, what I'm doing and what I have done, how I create, what is my design process.
Sure.
So that has become really good, and people don't see me first, they see my works first now.
Right, right. And how has drag shaped/challenged you?
Being a queer in a country like India, you have to be the best. I mean, best in education, best in your field, best in, like, I'm doing design. Because people, like, it's like you have to...
Because it's so much resistance. Yes,
it's
like... Because it's so resistance.
You have to stay for people, you have to bring something that can become your power. So, इसलिए मुझे लगा कि ओके स्कूल में बेटर करने के बाद लेट्स गो टू बेटर कॉलेज यू नो क्योंकि बचपन में ये था कि लोगों को क्या बोलूँगा मैं कि मैंने कुछ नहीं किया यू नो आई मीन पीपल वर सो इम्पॉर्टेंट इन माई जर्नी कि लोग ऐसा बोलते लोग ये कहते हैं तो लेट्स गो टू द बेस्ट कॉलेज देन आई वेंट टू कॉलेज ऑफ आर्ट उसके बाद मुझे लगा मुझे मास्टर्स करना चाहिए मे बी इट विल बिकम माई पावर You know, क्योंकि वैसे तो लोग इतना मजाक उड़ाते हैं शायद मास्टर करने के बाद लोगों को लगे ओह माय गॉड मास्टर्स देन आई वाज लाइक विच कॉलेज आई वाज लाइक एनआईडी सो आई ओनली फील्ड वन कॉलेज एक ही कॉलेज मास्टर्स के लिए एक कॉलेज फिल किया एंड ओनली वन कोर्स दो देर आर टू ऑप्शंस यू कैन फिल बट एनआईडी में अपैरल डिजाइन ही करना था देन आई कुड ऑल्सो अचीव दैट सो आई एम लाइक ओके सो शायद आई डोंट नो कि हमें किस लेवल तक जाना पड़ेगा अपने आप को प्रूव करने के लिए बट आई थिंक जो वो जर्नी थी कि लोगों को दिखाने वाली प्रूव करने वाली उस जर्नी में मैंने अपने आप को एक्सेप्ट कर लिया
सो नाइस
सो आई थिंक दैट ये एनआईडी से ही फील हुआ है मुझे रियलाइजेशन वहीं जाके हुआ था कि ओ आई एम अ फ्री बर्ड आई कैन डू एनीथिंग एंड पीपल वोंट मैटर बिकॉज दे विल डाई वन डे
हितेन आई वुड रियली लाइक यू टू शेयर मे बी अ मैसेज टू पीपल हु वॉन्ट टू एक्सप्रेस देमसेल्व्स थ्रू ड्रैग एंड शायद वो इस वक्त एक डाउट में है या शायद वो क्रॉसरोड्स पे हैं या क्लैरिटी नहीं है या समझ नहीं आ रहा कैसे क्या करें सो आई वुड रियली लाइक यू टू शेयर अ मैसेज विद देम
आई वुड से मे बी आई एम लाइक योर वॉइस एंड योर माइन सो लेट्स ब्रिंग दिस टू वन पॉइंट दैट वी हैव टू लिव एंड वी हैव टू लिव बीइंग आवर ट्रू सेल्फ If we have to die, or if everyone has to die, let them die, or we will also die. But let's not die regretting that we did not live a life that we could. And now there is a lot of people who are expressing themselves freely, and you can also express. There are also laws now. Nobody can touch you or say anything to you. You have to see it as your art expression. You just do you, you know?
Well said. It has been a true pleasure having you on the show. Bahut hi zyada acha laga. And I wish you all the best and all the blessings moving forward.
Thank you so much.
So, with that, we come to the end of another brilliant, brilliant episode of In Drag. But worry not, because here's a tiny peek at what's in the next episode with Zeesh.
For me, drag is, if I'm with my parents, I'm in my parental drag. I don't know the term, but there's a different version of me that I'm in front of my parents. There's a different version that I am with my friends. There is a different version when I'm with my colleagues. And there's a different version when I'm on stage. So all these versions are different versions of my drag identity or drag character in a way, in so many ways. It's not just... stage limited is what I feel. And RuPaul says it the best: you're born naked and the rest is drag. And we put on the character.
This was a Turtle on a Hammock Films original podcast, hosted by Sudhi Sachdev, executive produced by Avinash Kumar Singh, produced by Geeta Singh, directed, mixed and engineered by Jigisha Patil, art and publicity design by Pooja Ray, guest recording studio Rangayan Broad Q Studio, New Delhi. Sound recording copyright 2023 by Turtle on a Hammock Films LLP. All rights reserved.